Amos chapter 7. So the Lord God, Jehovah, has shown me. And, indeed, he formed grasshoppers in the beginning of the shooting up of the latter growth. And, indeed, it was the latter growth after the king's mowings. And it came to pass, that when they had made an end of eating the grass of the land, then I said, O Lord God, Jehovah, forgive, I beg you. By whom shall Jacob arise? Because he is small. The Lord, Jehovah, repented for this, it shall not be. Says the Lord, Jehovah. So the Lord God, Jehovah, has shown me. And, indeed, the Lord God, Jehovah, called to contend by fire, and it devoured the great deep, and ate up a part. Then I said, O Lord God, Jehovah, cease, I beg you, by whom shall Jacob arise? Because he is small. The Lord, Jehovah, repented for this, this also shall not be. Says the Lord God, Jehovah. So he showed me. And, indeed, the Lord stood upon a wall made by a plumb line, with a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord, Jehovah, said to me, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a plumb line. Then the Lord said, indeed, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel, I will not again pass by them any more. And the high places of Isaac will be desolate, and the sanctuaries of Israel will be laid waste. And I will rise against the house of Jeroboam with the sword. Then Amaziah the priest of Bethel sent to Jeroboam king of Israel, saying, Amos has conspired against you in the midst of the house of Israel, the land is not able to bear all his words. Because Amos says, Jeroboam will die by the sword, and Israel will surely be led away captive out of their own land. Also Amaziah said to Amos, O you seer, go, flee away into the land of Judah, and there eat bread, and prophesy there. But do not prophesy again any more at Bethel, because it is the king's chapel, and it is the king's court. Then Amos answered, and said to Amaziah, I was no prophet, neither was I a prophet's son, but I was a herdsman, and a gatherer of sycamore fruit. And the Lord Jehovah took me as I followed the flock, and the Lord Jehovah said to me, Go, prophesy to my people Israel. Now therefore listen to the word of the Lord Jehovah, you say, Do not prophesy against Israel, and do not drop your words against the house of Isaac. Therefore this is what the Lord, Jehovah, says. Your wife will be a prostitute in the city, and your sons and your daughters will fall by the sword, and your land will be divided by line. And you will die in a polluted land. And Israel will surely go into captivity out of his land.